You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
These two guys have Minnesota sports flowing in their veins. Mackie and Judd on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Write them down.
Write that down.
Write them down. It's like a personal contract with ourselves.
Write that down.
Welcome in to the OG edition of Write That Down on Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd, the Score North YouTube channel, where we make predictions and put statistics next to those predictions like absolute idiots. Career suicide, if you will. You can see just how wrong we are on a regular basis, boys. And this is, I don't know how many draft predictions you guys are carrying over from Purple Daily, but it's like draft season. The Twins are hot after beating one of the worst teams in baseball history twice. The Timberwolves are up 2-0 on the Suns.
Now that, yeah.
It's a fun time to make some predictions here in the Minnesota sports landscape, gentlemen.
You know, the biggest problem with our tracking of predictions is the fact that not only can the viewers find out how wrong we continue to be, but so can our bosses.
Yeah. I mean, I think as long as we're sort of entertaining while being wrong, I think they're fine. I think they're fine with it.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
As a reigning defending champion, I feel pretty good. And I don't know about you two. But actually, I feel better about my predictions.
You should, because you are better at this than we are.
I've won a few championships. It's what have you done for me lately, Declan?
In fact, I worry, looking at some of Judd's results here, that maybe Judd's hitting the age cliff and write that down.
Oh, very Carlos possible. Santana?
It's ironic how much Judd pounds on Carlos Santana.
You know what?
Looking at his write that down performance so far this year.
I will. That's a great, great idea. I will resign from write that down right now if Carlos Santana will retire immediately.
Wow. Well, I kind of need you. We kind of need you for this segment, though. So
kind of.
Well,
he
can replace me. He's going to be looking for something. He's going to be retired.
I would take
Carlos Santana replaces me, but he's no longer playing for the Twins.
So, okay, here's how this works. If you're new to the segment, we have a statistical database going back several years here of mostly incorrect predictions. But it's three predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable predictions. Those are the rules. We keep track of batting averages and home runs. And listeners, if you want to participate as a guest listener predictor, you can send Declan a message through the Score North app. We do have Mike scheduled, but we may have some either technical difficulties or scheduling difficulties. So if Mike jumps in, awesome. We'll let him join the party here. Dex, if we could pop up the accountability session on the screen, we will start with Judd. And it's bad, dude.
Oh, my
it is
God.
Judd. Carlos Santana.
Oh, my God, it is.
It's a bloodbath for Judd this week.
God.
One of the worst weeks in
in my history.
Judd's career here.
Yeah.
So we'll just go through them.
Whoa, when was that? What one? I don't even remember some of these.
You said Karl-Anthony Towns will not play in game one of the Wolves playoff series.
You don't have to buzz them all. You can just wait for like.
I'm going to buzz every other one.
I kind of like it.
Every third. Yeah, you know what? Bleep you.
You said Brooks Lee will have a major league at bat by May 1st. And you said the Timberwolves will remove some or all of the tarps in the upper level before the end of the regular season.
And they didn't. I blame Doogie for that. He told us that Glenn told him that those tarps were coming down.
Well, they did come down for the playoffs, but not for the regular season.
Glenn said it was going to be the end of the regular season. I blame Glenn.
You said Dean Evason will be made an NHL coach before the season is over.
Well, I mean, it should have happened. I mean, none of these are my fault. Have you seen a theme? None of this is my fault. I mean, the receiver didn't run the right route. Left tackle screwed up.
You said the Twins will have patches on their jerseys and the Bulls will fire Billy Donovan in season.
What were the Bulls thinking by not doing that?
I love that you were making Billy Donovan and Bulls predictions.
Because they
slow week and write that down.
They had, after their opener, they got blown out. They closed the locker room. Players only meeting after game one.
After game one? I don't remember that, but that's amazing.
I do, and that's why he should have been fired. So if that could be marked as right, I'd appreciate it.
And then you said Jesper Wallstedt will play at least five regular season games for the Wild this season. You know, they just ran out of time on the schedule.
Yep.
The runway wasn't right.
Runway.
You know what? If Ty Chandler had just picked up the blitzer, I would have thrown that touchdown pass.
So, yeah, that's a nice fat 0-7 for
Thanks,
Judd Zolgad this week.
As if I can't. As if you going through it, they couldn't have counted, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I only had one thing come off the board. I told you guys after Trevor Larnach was called up last week, I said, hey, I ride with Trevor Larnach, former first-round pick. People write these guys off way too soon. He will have not one, but at least two home runs in the last week before this week's Write That Down. So I get to circle the bases.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
After he did it for the second time last night.
Glad for you. Very happy for you.
He punished a Michael Kopech fastball. Man, if you're the White Sox yesterday and like you actually have a multi-run lead going into the eighth,
this is great. Yeah.
Even like I'm not poking fun, but even like the beat writers above, like, wow, they're putting this together, and then just a utter collapse in the eighth and ninth.
I think you can stop at he punished Michael Kopech.
I mean, he's at a better start to this season than he did last year, and at one time was one of the better.
He was one of the better, most electric pitchers in baseball. Yeah, 100%. Maybe a change of scenery would help him.
He was throwing 99 yesterday, too. Like, he's still throwing gas. He's not, like, throwing, you know, slop or anything.
Gas that's going right out of the ballpark.
Okay, listeners, two predictions came off the board for the listeners. One of them, 5 years in the making. Kevin said Byron Buxton will go on the injured list within 2 weeks of his first start in the outfield. Yeah. Awfully negative, Kevin. And then our former producer, both at 1500 ESPN toward the end of our 1500 ESPN run, and then he was with us at the beginning of the Score North run. And you can hear him on Minnesota United pre, half, and post, and on Loon Talk podcast, Score North Podcast Network. Jonathan Harrison said 5 years ago, in the next 5 years, we will go to the moon again, meaning like a crewed mission to the moon, not like a rover. It's been, I believe, since 1972, the last time we sent an actual crew of American people to the moon. And we did not go to the moon at any point with a crew in the last 5 years.
Is going to the moon, like, now considered that great a thing? Like,
we haven't done it since 1972. Like, we've obviously sent cameras up there and we keep an eye on it, but don't you think it's been a couple generations and we want to send someone up there and just,
I don't think we care that much
kick
anymore.
Around in soccer ball or something?
No, I don't think we care that much anymore. And plus, you know what? So if I did not know this, but if we went in 72, all anybody remembers and talks about 69, the first trip. So it's just sort of like if I'm an astronaut, I'm like, don't send me there. No one's going to care. No one's going to remember my name. Neil Armstrong walked on the moon in 69, right?
Did you see Neil Armstrong?
Who cares?
I don't know how this fell into my TikTok algorithm.
fight.
But there was a video of like a conspiracy theorist approaching Neil Armstrong and confronting him and saying, like, I know that this was in a studio, and like Neil punched him.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Yes, I've seen this.
Nice video. Punch.
Mm-hmm. It was good, man. And then Declan, a couple things came off the board, then we'll have to address one of them here. You said the Twins offense will score at least 10 runs in two different games in the last week.
They had to crawl to get the 10 total. But yeah.
But you did say, and I believe this is a home run, that the Wolves would win game one against the Suns and Anthony Edwards would drop at least 30 points in that game. Nice job, dude. So, and this third one here, it has to come off the board, but I was at the arena before game one. I didn't see like the NBA countdown. I didn't even see what their picks were, but you said at least three people on the NBA ESPN crew, like the countdown crew, will pick the Timberwolves to lose their first round series.
I was going to even crowdsource this one on Saturday because I was looking for screen. Cause you know, like everyone always, when they do the NFL picks, they'll always, you know, take the screenshot and whatnot. And I was trying to find something. I couldn't find it.
It might just be a void prediction.
I did some digging. If someone else can, if we want it, we can be voided for now, 100%. I'm not going to cause a fuss over it, but if someone can figure out, like, on that panel crew that they did before the game or at any point on this crew, if someone can find some type of evidence that suggests this happened or didn't happen, I would appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I was looking too. I was working the Twins game before that game started on Saturday too. So like I never even saw it. It might be a void prediction.
Okay.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we'll just have to put that in a side bin. So with that, here's the 2024 season stats. Declan batting 400.
Yep.
I'm at 367. Listeners at 333. Judd all the way down at 212. But in Joey Gallo-like fashion,
it's time to
Judd
start.
Does have three home runs tied for the lead with me and Declan listeners with one home run.
It's time to just start to hit bombs.
Oh, really? You're bailing on the... I mean, we still have...
It might be
9 months left in the Write That Down season.
It might be time to, but you know what? Screw it. I've never done this before. I've won the batting average title a few times. So I've been there, done that. I'm going out swinging from the heels.
Okay. So all time, Declan has the highest batting average at 362. Judd has the most hits at 315. Listeners have the most home runs with 56 on the season. So there's your accountability session. All right, the three of us are going to go around the room three different times.
Mike.
We'll start with Judd, over to Declan, and then back to me. Here we go, boys. Let's get it on.
All right, write this down. The Wolves obviously play next two games against the Suns in Phoenix, and they will split those games. In other words, they're going to come back to Target Center with a 3-1 lead. They're going to be in very, very good shape, and I think they will close out the Suns. But for the purposes of... write this down. You know what? No, screw it. Screw it.
Oh, my.
Bleep it. At 212.
Oh, my God.
Three bombs. The Timberwolves will split the games in Phoenix and come back here in game five and close out the Suns.
Okay.
Oh, isn't that what you were about to predict? What were you
going to
predict?
I was just going to say that they were going to split.
I thought you were going sweep there with your.
Nope. I was going to say just a split of the games, but I don't think they're going to get back to Phoenix for game six.
So a split and then a clinching game five is what you're saying.
Yep.
Is that a home? I mean, is that a home run?
So I had
two predictions.
For example, I said they're going to finish the game and finish the series in five games or less.
I had that exact one too.
So what is What is your exact prediction here? So they're
going to split in Phoenix and then win in game five.
I'm giving you three game predictions, which
kind of you're boxing a parlay for one of them. It's like an exact a box for one of them.
Yeah, it's a very intricate thing. I think it's a home run.
If you were to predict the exact three games outcome.
Okay, that's fine. They will lose game three. Timberwolves will. They will win game four. They will win game five.
Okay. So we kind of just bullied Judd into a, but you're looking for home runs. So we're trying to help you make these home runs.
Yeah. Yeah. I want absolute clarification of what's a dong.
Okay. Well, maybe a different conversation. Declan, what is your first prediction?
All right. So the Wolves will finish this series in five games or less. That was my prediction. I thought maybe I got sniped there, but I didn't get sniped there. So the Wolves will finish this game, fine. And no matter how many scenarios, they will finish it in five games or less. So either a sweep or in five games.
Okay.
Write that down.
Okay. Well, that was literally my exact Wolves prediction. So I'll say this, write this down. Excuse me. I feel like Naz Reid hasn't really gotten going in this series. He was okay in the first game. I think he only made one shot last night. So write this down. In one of these next two games, Naz Reid will hit at least 4 3-pointers in a game. I don't think it's a, I mean, he's hit 4 3-pointers before, so it's not necessarily a home run prediction, but I think we're going to get a Naz Reid game here in Phoenix. So in Phoenix, games 3 or 4, he will hit at least 4 3-pointers in a singular game. There you go.
Write that down.
Okay, Judd.
All right. The Timberwolves playoff run will be long enough that at some point in time, we are going to get a on-the-record quote, so not just, I talked to him and he said, yeah, an on-the-record quote from Michael Jordan comparing Anthony Edwards to himself.
So we already kind of have, Chris Broussard already kind of...
Did he get a direct quote?
He talked to MJ like 2 or 3 weeks ago and said, it wasn't a story, he went on TV. And he said, I called MJ this week and I asked him, and then he quoted MJ TV.
So I'm saying that you will either get MJ himself on TV or a direct quote in a story, not saying I talked to him and here's what he said, but you will get a on the record quote.
Okay. Okay. I think that's a home run. Yeah.
Write that down.
Back to the Dexter.
All right. Write this down. I'll make a Twins one here. He's red hot. And in fact, I had this in my prep last night at the Twins game written down, and I'm not kidding. 2 minutes later, I had to rearrange it. But write this down. Byron Buxton will hit multiple home runs by next week's Write That Down. My original prediction was he would hit his first by next week's Write That Down.
They come in batches with him.
They do. And he's red hot right now. He's been swinging the bat really well the last few games. So he will hit multiple home runs by next week's Write That Down.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Write that down.
Okay, write this down. In last year's NFL draft, I believe if my math is right, 5 offensive linemen went in the first round. Kind of a weaker offensive line draft. In this year's, I think, and they were all tackles, I'm pretty sure. This year there's like a center or two that could be in the mix. But here's my prediction. There will be at least 8 offensive linemen taken in the first round of this year's draft. Write it down. So 1 in every 4 picks will be an offensive lineman. It's going to be offensive line and quarterback heavy and wide receiver heavy. There's going to be like, if there's, let's say, 8 offensive linemen, possibly like 5 wide receivers or maybe more depending, and then like 5 or 6 quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. It's going to be pretty, pretty crazy. So 8 or more offensive linemen drafted in the first round.
Write that down.
Okay. Before we make our final predictions here, gentlemen, and go around the room, let's shout out our friends over at Dennis Kirk and DennisKirk.com. It's riding season. Today is a beautiful day if you're into riding, all you Ragnars out there. So whether it's motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, dirt bikes, go to DennisKirk.com. Check out over 185,000 parts, apparel, and accessories, all the top brands, and also same-day shipping on orders placed before 8 p.m. Central, and free shipping on all orders over $89. Also, a financing available as low as 0% for up to 12 months. That's DennisKirk.com, DennisKirk.com. Maybe you can ride your way out to Medina Entertainment Center where this weekend, it's Trilogy, the ultimate tribute show, featuring the music of Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, and The Doors. Tickets for Trilogy on sale now at MedinaEntertainment.com, and we're giving away tickets in the Score North app as well, which is free to download.
Write that down.
Okay. Judd, what's your third and final prediction?
Back to the baseball well. The White Sox will be merciful and fire manager Pedro Grifol by June 1st.
Is it his fault?
No, but they're going to have to do something, and that poor guy, he can't be this bad a person to have to watch this crap for much longer. So I think
I mean, draft picks matter in baseball, not as much maybe as some other sports, but
right.
Wouldn't they want to just keep losing at this point? I mean, what's the, their season's over.
Oh yeah.
3-20.
I just think that, I mean, they're going to have, or they've got what, 2000 people there in the stands. There's no,
dude, they should put Ozzie back in that dugout.
Oh God. Can you imagine how great that would
be? He would murder somebody in that clubhouse, right?
Oh God. But can you imagine the pop that would get? You're right. That's a great, that would
sell some tickets. Watch Ozzie 100%. Fight with Hunter Wendelstedt tonight.
Well, people love him there, right?
Oh,
in Chicago.
Yeah, they do. So. Got Laz Diaz on the home plate umpiring today too, by the way.
Yes.
Good luck to Ryan, who even last Friday when he had a board that would have gotten him out of the inning, that was a borderline 3-2 pitch and was as perfect as a strike as it could be. It's ball four, and then it leads to a run eventually. And when asked about the strike, Joe Ryan goes, "Oh, you mean the strike?"
Yeah.
And when asked what happened on that 3-2 pitch, and his response is, "Oh, you mean the strike?"
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck to Laz.
Yeah, that one.
Laz Diaz, CB Buckner, Angel, Wendelstedt, you're just screwed. It's over.
That's amazing.
Write that down.
Okay. Right. Declan.
Yeah. One more from me. I had an open slot here. So let me make an impromptu Wolves prediction here. I'll go Wolves. May as well. Naz Reid will drop at least 20 points in a playoff game in this series against the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll get a Naz game. I'll buy kind of what Phil is also predicting a little bit. Naz Reid, write this down, will drop at least 20 points at some point this series against the Suns.
That's kind of we talked about this on the post-game recap from Target Center last night, that if you're the Suns, what makes this even more demoralizing is you can't just rationalize it by saying, oh man, we just got blitzed. The Timberwolves just hit 19 threes in each of the first two games.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
The Wolves aren't even playing that great offensively. They're just playing incredible, swarming, smothering defense, and that's repeatable. So I can't imagine how the Suns are feeling. Like, boy, we really had their number in the regular season, and then this different version of this higher intensity version, a couple different matchup tweaks comes out, and there's not really an easy fix if you're the Suns. You go, oh, well, hopefully they cool off from three or something, right?
Right.
The easy fix for the Suns is the hard way through. You just have to like be more physical and grind through the defense. And so, okay, along the lines of our clinching predictions here, stick with me on this one.
Okay.
Write this down. Luka Garza will score the final points for the Wolves in this series.
Oh, blowout win at the end, huh?
So I think we're going to get some cigars of time. I think whether it's game four, maybe it's game seven, I don't know, but the Suns will tap out and quit and wave the white flag.
Yep.
It'll be a celebration for the last 2 or 3 minutes. Luka Garza comes in, and he scores the final basket for the Wolves in this series. Write it down.
I think that's probably your hope is game five.
Maybe at home would be a blast.
I don't know the Wolves are going to rout the Suns in the second halves like they have, well, like they especially did in game two. But I could see the Suns working hard for a split.
Yeah.
Coming back here and being like, it's not going to work for us this year.
I think you might have nailed it. Like, so I could see Suns winning game three. Okay, this is our, we got to show some pride here. We have a couple Hall of Famers.
And now we can Let's tie come it to out. Next game.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if Grayson, this is the problem. Like, if Grayson Allen can't go, so they're already playing an 8-man rotation with Grayson Allen. And yeah. if that ankle is blown up, and he hasn't really done anything in the first two games, but like, they are better when he's on the court because you have to account for him. He's one of the best 3-point shooters in the league, but they already prefer to play like a 7 or 8-man rotation as it is. They're not nearly as deep as the Timberwolves. If he can't play, maybe it is a sweep. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to be too confident with the Timberwolves because you never know. Like, there's just franchise inertia that holds you back.
I think winning two in Phoenix is going to be really tough.
Yeah.
But like we talked about last night, this series has turned out to be a terrible matchup for the Suns.
For the Suns, exactly. So, all right, boys, those are the Write That Down predictions, the accountability session, every single Wednesday on both Minnesota Sports with Mackie and Judd and on Purple Daily if you want our final draft-related, like Vikings draft-related predictions. And, yeah, all across the Score North podcast, we have so many things for you this week. Billy Guerin on Judd's Hockey Show. Flagrant Howls is on fire. We were at Target Center last night, courtside, doing the postgame show. And then, obviously, it is a huge week for the Minnesota Vikings on Purple Daily with our draft party streaming live tomorrow night, Thursday night, from the Fillmore, 7 o'clock p.m. on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.